Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of Talk Back here on a Wednesday. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQueen with you. And it is the return of our business beat with Deborah Randolph, president of the Central Louisiana Area Chamber of Commerce. Good to have you back with us and hope you had a very nice summer, Deborah. And let's get you on the microphone there.
I'm rusty. The microphone was about
6 feet away from her.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we're good now.
I did have a good summer. It was a busy summer. I'd like to tell you that I kind of sat by a swimming pool all summer, but I wouldn't be telling you the truth. It was quite busy. I did do a little getaway. But, I'm happy to be back. And I am so happy about my guest on Business Beat today. He is Christopher D'Agrapont. He's vice president of the Young Professionals Group of Central Louisiana. And Chris will serve as president of YPG next year.
Nice.
The YPG of CINLA, of course, is housed within the Central Louisiana Regional Chamber. And we're so proud to provide a home for it. That happened in 2011 to become a permanent situation. And so many good things have happened since then that we're going to talk about. And this group has grown so much and is doing wonderful things. Chris is a wealth management advisor at Ostriker Financial Management Services, and he joined Ostriker in January of 23 after spending 5 years as a financial consultant for an independent firm and 2 years as a pharmaceutical sales rep. Chris earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from Louisiana Christian University in 2016. He's active in the Rotary Club of Alexandria. And he and his wife, Kira, and daughter, Adeline, are active members of Kingsville Baptist Church. And you have a new...
Yeah, I need to update that bio.
You do.
We have a two-month-old, another daughter named Amelia.
And your lovely wife looks fantastic.
Oh,
saw you all at the Busy Awards.
Yeah, that's right.
She looks wonderful. You wouldn't know that she gave birth 2 months ago, but I'm sure it's exciting around your house.
It is. She's a trooper, for sure.
Well, thank you for being on today. I want to start with... why you got involved? Why did you join YPG in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I joined the YPG just because I wanted to get to know some other young, business people in our community. And the way that it was pitched to me and how I always communicate it to other people whenever I'm talking to them about it is it's kind of, you know, everybody in Central Louisiana has their family, and then they have their work family. And the YPG is like an extension of that work family. For other young people across various industries and various companies. And I didn't know a whole lot of young people in our community other than people that I went to school with. A lot of the people that I went to school with would get educated, then they would move somewhere else. And so I'm trying to, like, get to know some of the other people that are here. And mutual friend connected me with YPG and started going to their events, and they asked me to join the board. They get very involved very quickly, which I really like.
Well, you have risen to... be into leadership of mm-hmm. the organization, which is fantastic, and mm-hmm. it just shows that's inside of you. You're a natural leader, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and I think you're going to do wonderful things. You already are, but as president of it as well, mm-hmm. and I know you have a true vision, for taking the organization to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, I was looking at the mission statement mm-hmm. of YPG. In case anybody is interested out there, mm-hmm. It's a motivated, educated, and community-conscious group of individuals. By connecting diverse young professionals across the area, we create a force that will both strengthen and grow Central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The YPG leaders and members are our future in the region.
Mm-hmm.
So tremendously important, and the Chamber Board and I... again, believe that it's critically important for Central Louisiana to have a healthy YPG.
Absolutely. I always say it's about making Central Louisiana a better place to live and a better place to work. And that's what we all want, you know, and we're stronger together when we're shoulder to shoulder with other people in our same cohort and industry and career path. And so that's what we do.
I think there's a phone call. Is there a phone call, Al?
You know what? There happens to be a phone call, and I'm going to guess who this could possibly be.
I will, too.
We'll see. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
See, that's why you got your job, Al, because you are smart. You are on the ball.
Well, this one didn't take much smarts, that's for sure.
Well, I have a question for Christopher that we all have a vested stake in. You know, the left has, in my opinion, implemented foolish economic policies for the last 4 years, and even though Kamala tells us it's great, but she's promising to fix it on day one. And yet the right has been discussing how bad the economics are because of foolish policies for both parties for a generation. So does that make it harder for you to convince young people to step out on a business career in our area, which we need to generate more business and more opportunity? And second part is, does it make it more difficult for you to engender confidence in your clientele so that they believe that you will give them financial success in their future? Because my granddaughter's future rests in your ability to do that. And I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you for taking my call.
By the way, for those of you who don't realize it, that would be Christopher's dad, our friend UPS Dave.
That's correct, and I'm sure our friend UPS Dave is very proud of Christopher.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt about it. And look, he's not giving you softballs.
He's not giving you a softball.
He's coming with the hardball questions.
Hard-hitting, politically-based question.
Look, all of those are like that in our household. I wouldn't expect anything less. Thanks for the question, Dad. I would say I'd answer it in reverse order to take the second question first. The second question is an absolutely yes. However, a lot of those fears, in my opinion, are rather unfounded. People are sold a bill of goods on TV mostly, where most people consume their media. And the TV has one product to sell, and it's airtime. And it's the sky is always falling. They're trying to always keep people engaged. The stock market is always crashing. And they like to point to all the negative and bad. And truth be told, if you're asking my personal opinion, I think the Republicans have done almost just as much bad as the Democrats, certainly over the last couple of decades, with some exceptions. But I think what happens to do a lot more than who controls the White House is what's going on at the Federal Reserve with the supply and demand for our currency. And that tail wags both directions. So the answer to the second question is yes, but I try to get people to calm down and look at things with a telescope into decades, which is what you have to do if you want to be a successful investor in any endeavor. To answer the first question, not really. The first question, I think I understand it, was as the left policies over the last few years made it more difficult to get YPG members. Actually, the opposite. Our YPG seems to be exploding over the last few years.
Absolutely is exploding.
And we've got a great team in place at the leadership for YPG, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with that. We've got a great team in place. But truth be told, a lot of the YPG members are employees of our larger area employers, like at Crest, Clico, Procter & Gamble, Royal Martin, and they're doing great. I'd like to give a shout-out to Crest. Crest has really taken the reins on developing their young people. And I've seen that in my own personal career with some good friends of mine that work there. And I think there's probably going to be more of that coming from some of our other companies. But I haven't really seen a whole lot of that to answer the first question. Perhaps there's a downtick in young entrepreneurs. I'm not as in touch with that heartbeat as I am with our other area employers.
And I have to agree with you. You said that there's great leadership at YPG right now on that board, and I agree with it. And there is tremendous support from our businesses and industries in the region who encourage and in certain instances, in many instances, pay the dues and provide some sponsorships for YPG. And so that's critically important. And in fact, I ran into a CEO of a business locally yesterday at Rotary who said, I'm sending some new YPG members in, and we just believe in it so much, and we're so pleased to have our young professional executives to be a part of it, and we believe that they get so much out of it, and that is so wonderful to hear. But I hear that over and over again, so that's great. There's really two aspects to YPG. There's the social aspect, and you talked about how important that is. And we hear that over and over again, too, about how much there is a desire to interface with other young professionals, even somebody who grew up here like you, but also people who move here to take jobs, whether it's from other places in Louisiana or even out of state, to meet and to really become a part of a tribe, if you will. And then there's educational opportunities as well. And you've been involved in both of those things, obviously, as leadership of the organization. But let's talk about, let's dig in more to that social aspect.
Yeah.
The events that are hosted by YPG are very well attended.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, we have tremendous attendance, especially with our social events. And we'll have good attendance with our personal development events, too. We just had a social event at Huckleberry. We tagged on the YPG group to go and see the Slam Jam with all the music that was going on over there. And we had a great turnout for that. A lot of people, especially that aren't from this area, like if you're looking for stuff to do in Central Louisiana, odds are you're not going to be doing stuff by yourself. You're going to be doing stuff with a group of other people. And so we kind of provide that. At least once a month, we have a social event for our members. It's usually free for members to attend. And the cost of membership is $50 a year. That's the monetary cost. And our members get much more of that back than what they spend just in going to our events. And we try to have at least 1 to 2 personal development events per quarter. We've kind of got a busy fall coming up with personal development events, all culminating with our seminal event, which is the SynLaw Forward award ceremony. And this year, I think I can share it because it's public now, we're having a young professional summit on the same day that culminates in the SynLaw Forward awards banquet. So for anyone who doesn't know, the SynLaw Forward award is the Central Louisiana 4 Under 40. And so we recognize 4 business people that have been nominated by their company or somebody else that has nominated them because they do great things in their industry and they're leaders and they're movers and shakers in our community. And then we vet them on a board and we vote on who we think has done the best. And I'm not on that board. I'm not on the people who vote or anything. We have a separate board.
So they shouldn't,
that.
Anyone who's nominated shouldn't lobby you.
No, you should lobby me. No, you should not. But we do encourage people to submit applications for anyone they think is worthy of that award. The last day to submit applications is September 27th, and they can get those applications from our Facebook page, which is YPG of SynLaw. Or our website, which is ypgfsynlaw.org. I always say go to the Facebook page because we have a link to the website in the Facebook.
So, and then that's an easy way to do it. But that deadline's coming right up. So
yes.
Get those nominations in. It's a great event.
It's a phenomenal event.
The chamber supports that obviously, mm-hmm. and participates every year. And we've chosen now to present the Chamber's Emerging Leader Award in conjunction with SynLaw Forward, mm-hmm. and at that event that day, mm-hmm. and it is great. And if you want to feel great about the future of Central Louisiana, I would say, if you've got a company, get a table and bring your folks to it. If you've got members in YPG, it's so important mm-hmm. to support the event. But even if you don't, go see what the young professionals are doing and hear the stories about the winners from that day, and you're going to leave feeling great.
Absolutely.
About our area.
I would say it's like community is just like anything else. You get out of it what you put in it. You know, you've got to put stuff in. You've got to go to events. You've got to get out there and meet people. And we provide the mechanism for that.
And through it, again, you're going to meet many people and make many connections. But you're also going to, there are events, and then you tie into other events. You're going to find out more about what's going on here and mm-hmm. have greater opportunities to connect with some things that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Do we need to take a break now, Al?
We do. Let's go ahead and do that. We'll continue with more with Business Beat, Deborah Randolph and Chris Daggerpont here on TalkBack.
Like to be part of TalkBack? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Dentures. Can't live with them, and you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this. In-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse and anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's Talkback on KSYL.
And we are back on Talkback Business Beat with Deborah Randolph, her guest, Chris D'Agrapont of the Young Professionals Group of Central Louisiana. They've been kind of giving you an overview of what the organization is, what it does, and we also want to make sure people know how to join.
Absolutely. Chris, tell people out there who are interested in joining how to do so.
I always recommend people go to the Facebook page. We are the most active on Facebook. We have links up for an application to join on the Facebook page. It's also on our website. If you don't know how to get to our website through the Facebook page, go to the Chamber's website.
Correct.
And there's a link to our website on the Chamber's website. But we have a simple, it's like a one or two pager application. You can fill it out. And you can even take a picture of it and Facebook message it to us and get it to us somehow, and we'll get you in.
And we'll repeat this when we close out, how to join. But I do want to mention the professional development side of YPG and some of the types of programming offered.
Yeah. So we just had a professional development event at Crest Industries about a couple of weeks ago. Crest hosted us, and they were such a gracious host for us. They had a sponsored thing called an Enneagram type. And if you're not familiar, an Enneagram is like a personality test of sorts, and Crest believes in it strongly. So they get these tests done for their employees to figure out what the different personality types they have, and that gives them some intelligence to know how to relate to them as employers or managers to a subordinate. And so that was great for our members to get to go and see, so that they can, if they haven't been aware of that, see what type of personality they are. And I mean, me and my wife even use it because it kind of helps us understand how to talk to each other in our marriage. So we just had that a couple of weeks ago. And then, like I said, we've got Sinlaw Forward coming up. We might have another professional development later this fall, potentially a financial seminar. We're still working on the finer details of that. But I just tell everybody, keep a look on our Facebook page, because that's where all of our events come out at, all on Facebook.
Absolutely. And I assume you do some surveying at times of the membership in order to indicate the types of programming offered.
We do, yeah. We've done some ad hoc surveying to see kind of what some people had been interested in of our past events, what they might be interested in our forward events. And so we kind of keep a pulse on that.
And that doesn't surprise me at all about Crest Industries. Great ownership, great team, wonderful company.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a very interesting program.
It was, yeah.
For the members, and I'm sure well attended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their room was packed.
As I said, I believe that you have a vision for the organization going forward. What would you like to see? I would assume some additional growth. It's experienced tremendous growth, but I believe that you would like to see more.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head. We're somewhere between 100 and 200 members.
You're right close. Now. You're about at 200 members.
About 200. I knew we were getting close to 200. I don't necessarily know that I have a vision for an exact number, but what I want it to be is like the solution for young people and businesses in our area. I know from the businesses that I've worked with how difficult recruiting quality people is. So I want our like group to be the solution for all of the local employers whenever they need somebody to fill a role in their organization. They would contact us and we could put a filler out there for our members that there's an opening somewhere.
And that brings up a good point. The Chamber Board and I acknowledge how important YPG is to attracting talent to mm-hmm. our area and to retain it and to having what we call boomerangs, those who go away to college, mm-hmm. at least looking at opportunities here and considering that, mm-hmm. Coming back to the area in which they grew up.
Yeah.
And you play a critical role, and you're able to speak to other young professionals, including potential employees, in a way that is probably the most meaningful out of anybody other than the potential employer themselves can about why you're here, mm-hmm. why you choose to be here, why you choose to work for a company here, and the advantages that it offers you and the quality of life that you see mm-hmm. value in our region.
Absolutely. I mean, Central Louisiana is a great place to call home. It's where I grew up, but it's also where my wife and I chose to stay, to have our family, you know. Family is a central theme for us, but also work. You know, it's a wonderful place for opportunities. A lot of stuff is up and coming, especially I'm from Pineville, so a lot of stuff coming on the Pineville side of the river,
yes, which we're
excited for. But a lot of stuff in Alexandria, shoot, the air park, a lot of stuff is coming to Central Louisiana. So it's an exciting time, and the YPG is so happy to be kind of growing with that.
Absolutely. And if companies are interested in becoming a sponsor of YPG, who might not be, they might even have a member or two mm-hmm. From their company, but would like to become a sponsor, again, they can connect through the Facebook page,
yes.
or they can call us and we'll put them in contact.
Absolutely.
If they'd prefer to do that over the phone.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, I mean, even if they went to our website, at the very bottom, we have like a comment section. They could submit a little note to us down there. It's very easy to get messages to us.
And another aspect would be if a company has another interesting program that mm-hmm. they would like to offer YPG, mm-hmm. reach out, because mm-hmm. you're always interested in looking at that programming that's beneficial for the membership.
Always.
Let's one more time. Facebook page is probably the easiest and best way,
yes.
if you're interested in joining, right?
Yeah, our YPG Facebook page is YPG of Sinlaw. If you just search that in Facebook, we will pop right up. Very active on Facebook. From our Facebook page, we have a link to our website, which is ypgofsinlaw.org. You can also get to our website off of the Chamber's website.
And again, let's remind folks about nominating for Sinlaw Forward.
Yes, Sinlaw Forward is going to be on November 15th. The last day to nominate a young professional for it is September 27th. Highly recommend you get those nominations in. There is a cost associated for nominating people. That's one of the fundraisers for us. However, those costs are discounted right now. So take advantage of that. They're specifically discounted for members of the chamber. So every member of the chamber should be taking advantage of that. We're looking for 4 young professionals that are leaders in their industry, leaders in the community, making a difference in our community.
And now I will say this too. You've become desirable for other groups to have you work with them, help mm-hmm. them, and even provide an update. I know at North Rapids Business and Industry Alliance, Speaker Pro Tem has asked for a report every month at that meeting, and I think that is marvelous, and I appreciate mm-hmm. him doing that, as do, I'm sure, the leadership of YPG as yeah. well. And you're involved in helping Rotary mm-hmm. of Alexandria attract more younger professionals into that organization.
Yeah, I'm on the board of Rotary, specifically the board for new members, specifically new young members. So we put a strategic partnership in place between the Rotary Club of Alexandria and the YPG, allowing YPG members to go and participate in 4 Rotary meetings a year, 1 a quarter, at no cost. The club covers everything. Which is actually really big when you think about it, because there is a cost associated to attending Rotary, and they could kind of get the Rotary experience, meet a lot of the Rotarians, hear from the speakers.
And I do want to thank you all for being so helpful in the talent attraction initiative that is an endeavor that is Louisiana Central, the mm-hmm. Chamber, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and mm-hmm. looking at branding for our area. We We had some focus groups with our with DCI, the consulting firm that we're using, and you all played a critical role in that for obvious reasons relative to us working together and having more consistent messaging for attracting new talent to our region.
Absolutely.
But I thank you so much for joining me today on Business Beat. YPG, get involved if you're not already.
Thank you, Deborah. Involved. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much.
All right, talk back on estate planning's up next.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It took years to develop, but just 2 weeks after it was released, Sony is pulling the plug on the multiplayer shooter game Concord. Marking one of the biggest flops for the PlayStation business, Concord will cease operations on Friday. In a blog post, Sony says players will get full refunds. Now, Concord entered an extremely competitive genre where games like Blizzard Entertainment's hit Overwatch are free to play. Sony's title cost $40 while picking up a slew of bad reviews. As the market bets on a Fed interest rate cut this month, with maybe more to come, mortgage rates fell last week to their lowest level since April of last year. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the contract rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell slightly to 6.43% last week. That helped to push overall mortgage demand higher, up better than 1.5%. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street and after losses yesterday, stock futures are lower. Steve Podisk, Bloomberg Radio.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
September is National Recovery Month, and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is raising awareness of substance use resources for veterans.
I'm Dr. Joseph Liberto, National Mental Health Director of Substance Use Disorders at VA. We want veterans to know that any time is the right time to start recovery. From outpatient care and residential rehabilitation to evidence-based treatments and harm reduction services, veterans can receive world-class support at VA.
Visit www.va.gov/recovery.
Have a Class A or B CDL? Want to drive a local route every day? If you said yes, then you're who we're looking for. Waste Connections of Alexandria, Natchitoches, and Lafayette is hiring drivers with CDL license. You'll get competitive wages, paid vacations, a company stock program, a 401k with company match, medical, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance, and a local route with you at home with your family every night. Apply now at wasteconnections.com/employment. That's wasteconnections.com.
Well, good morning. Our Wednesday, a partly cloudy day. We'll see the possibility of some showers and thunderstorms developing later in the day. As a matter of fact, a 70% chance of that. Afternoon highs near 91 degrees. Now tonight, that chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, about a 60% chance. We'll get down to 75. And the chance of rain climbs up to an 80% chance on Thursday. From the Sedlaw Broadcasting Weather Center, that's your forecast. I'm Dave Gracian. Currently 76 degrees in Sedlaw. Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And we are back here on this Wednesday morning. Al Quartermont, Sandra McQuain with you. And time now for Talkback on Estate Planning. Greg Walker is not here, but fortunately, he's got really good help to fill in. Connor Breland is here to talk with us this morning. Good morning, Connor. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
Everybody had a good Labor Day?
Yes. It was nice to have off and back in the grind now.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have a talk back on estate planning today with Connor. So what do we want to focus on today?
Okay. So I guess we can talk a little bit about the difference between just a regular will and a living will. That's something that people don't realize. Oh, well, I have a will in place. They think that's the same thing as a living will. Mm-hmm. But really, a living will is something that we include in our medical power of attorney. And so the living will language is what determines kind of, so once you've reached the dying process and two doctors have agreed and deemed that there's nothing medically that they're able to do for you, basically, you know, you're on your way out. And oftentimes, if you've reached this point, you are not conscious, able to make medical decisions for yourself. And, you know, in an ideal world, it's we've reached this point because of old age, right? But unfortunately, this can happen if there's an accident. You know, you can come into the hospital and already be in that state. And by that state, I mean unable to make medical decisions for yourself. And so people think, oh, I don't need to worry about estate planning or having a living will in place. I'm young, I'm healthy, but part of our job is preparing, you know, planning for the unexpected, right? And so again, an ideal world, we don't have to worry about it till we've reached old age, but unfortunately things can happen. And so anyway, this having the living will in place enables you to make decisions as far as life support and end-of-life care, whether you'd like to remain on a breathing machine, for example, or whether you'd like to remain on food and water, again, once you've essentially reached the dying process. And so we have, unfortunately, a lot of clients who come in who have had the experience of having to make that decision for a loved one, having to make that decision for a spouse, or having to make that decision for a parent or child. And then once you make that decision of pulling someone off of life support, being faced with that, you know, ever-present thought in the back of your head, did I do the right thing? And so if you have a living will in place, you're not putting that decision on a loved one. You're getting to make that decision for yourself. And so that's just a comfort to a lot of people. So like I said, we put that in our medical power of attorney. And so
so that's what I was going to ask. So a living will is a little bit more distinct than a medical power. What's the difference between a medical power of attorney and a living will, and why would you need
sure,
both?
Sure. And so we include it, so they're kind of simultaneous the way we draft them. Not everyone includes the living will language in their medical power of attorney. The medical power of attorney enables the person that you select to serve as your power of attorney to be able to not only receive medical information from your doctor, but enables them to be able to make medical decisions on your behalf. If for whatever reason you're not able to make those decisions for yourself. So in theory, someone who has a medical power of attorney in place, they would be able to make those types of decisions. The, you know, like I said, the life support decision, the food and the nutrition and hydration decision. But again, if you include the living will language in your medical power of attorney, that's the decision they don't have to make for you. That's the decision you've already decided on for yourself. And so, you know, if you don't have the living will language, they are able to make that decision. They're able to make other decisions such as moving forward with surgery or any type of treatment they need, you know, the doctors may need approval for. However, again, it just gives people a peace of mind that they're not putting that decision on a loved one.
So let's talk about along the lines of sort of medical decisions and everything, mm-hmm. long-term care planning. Mm-hmm. And I know we've talked a lot about sort of the nursing home aspect mm-hmm. of that on the show, but when do you start thinking about long-term care planning?
And so, like I said, in an ideal world, we all live into our 80s, 90s, and we don't have to worry about a nursing home or long-term care until we've reached old age. But, you know, as we all know, accidents happen. So you could get into a horrible accident, be disabled to the point where you need around-the-clock care, or you need to go into a long-term health facility, a long-term rehab facility. And people don't realize that most types of insurance, medical insurance, they only cover up to 20 days of a rehab facility. So you get into an accident and you need to essentially learn to walk again. That often takes longer than 20 days. And so once you pass this 20-day mark, that's when Medicaid would step in and start paying for this long-term care that you need. And again, this can happen at any age. This can happen in your 30s. No matter how healthy you are, you can't control car accidents or, you know, workplace accidents, those types of things. And so people think, oh, I only have to worry about a nursing home, but that's not the only case or scenario where long-term care is needed and where you would ideally not want to have to spend all of your money to, you know, eventually spin down and qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid can step in right then if you have a good estate plan in place.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll continue with more. The number is 442-8255. If you have a question about estate planning, more after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Why do the national tax resolution firms need the tiny fine print at the bottom of all their TV ads? Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. You don't hear fast-talking disclaimers in our ads because the claims we make are 100% transparent. The Bryson Law Firm primarily focuses on one thing, IRS problems. We're regulated by the Louisiana Bar Association, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. IRS issues are serious legal issues. The Bryson Law Firm can help you navigate your way to the best resolution plan, and we will tell you up front how much you can expect to pay us throughout this process. So before you send money to some out-of-town high-pressure salesperson, give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are located in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across the state. Call today at 1-855-LA-TAX-HELP to schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm or visit BrysonLawFirm.com. LSB filing number LA2416924.
In Senlaw, keeping your lawn looking great can be a real challenge. And that's why folks have been choosing our locally owned and operated company, Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Promo can also be your local choice for fence installation and new landscape installs. And they're real pros about it, too, offering free estimates and financing for those bigger jobs, residential or commercial. Bring your vision to life with Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Call 318-452-6265.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Did you know at Alexandria International Airport, you can go from roadway to runway in minutes? From cruising down I-49 to cheering at the Daytona 500. From Highway 1 in Marksville to the Vegas Strip. From the front gate in Fort Johnson to the Golden Gate Bridge. AEX, your destination to the world, starts here. To book a flight or for more information, visit flyaex.org.
Junior Achievement is where dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to life outside the classroom as adults, be it work and career readiness, money management, or starting a business. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. Al had to step out a little early, so I'm going to take over. Sandra McQueen again. We have Connor
Branton.
I thought it was Branton, but I was thinking we used a different name in the first.
I think Al just misspoke because we have Breland here as well, so the BR might have just confused
him.
Okay.
I thought it was Branton, so I wanted to double check that with the Greg Walker Law Firm. So you all have your seminars are great information, and you have one coming up.
Yes. Breland, you want to go ahead and touch on the seminar?
Yeah, so we've got one coming up on September 17th. It's free. We actually have two separate times, one at 10 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. And we strongly encourage everybody to come and just kind of learn all the basics of estate planning. Either Mr. Greg or Connor, whoever's speaking, will kind of go over powers of attorney, last will and testaments, and actually how to avoid the succession process. Mm-hmm. That's something that a lot of people don't know about whenever you pass away. If you don't have any kind of estate plan in place at that time, your family actually has to go through a succession process, and it costs a lot of money, it takes a lot of time, and it takes the power away from you in terms of how your estate is going to be organized among your family, and it's given to the state, actually. And so we encourage people to come in and learn about that, and then right after, you can schedule an appointment if you're interested. And it's completely free. If you have any estate planning documents already in place, you can bring that in. We'll review those. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a long babble.
No, that was great. No, thank you. I think that's really important. So, folks, I think it's good for folks to understand what you're going to learn and what you're going to discuss.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We like to go a little bit beyond what you could learn just with a basic Google on estate planning, give you some general knowledge on wills and trusts and powers of attorney, why they're important and why it's important to do them right. And then, like Breland said, we offer a free kind of estate plan review and consult. So you can come in completely for free and tell us kind of your specific circumstances, and we'll see if we can help you out.
Well, speaking of power of attorney, one of the things we were talking about in the break was temporary powers of attorney. So talk a little bit about that, because I know that's something I have never thought about, especially when my children were younger.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the really great thing is all of these different types of documents can be used for your specific circumstances. So we mentioned a lot of people don't realize you can put a temporary power of attorney in place. And an example of when this would be useful, if you have young children and for whatever reason you're going to be out of pocket, whether you're going on vacation out of the country or just some distance away, and you're leaving your children in, let's say, the care of a grandparent. And something, God forbid, again, we, you know, part of our job is planning for the unexpected. And so let's say something happened while you were out of the country and, again, not immediately able to be contacted, right? And they ended up at the hospital. The doctor needed the go-ahead to perform a surgery or type of medical treatment. Well, it would definitely create a problem if there wasn't some type of document in place, specifically something like a power of attorney, to where that grandparent or the person that you've left in, you know, your child in care caring for your child, that person would have to be enabled to not only receive medical information from the doctor, but to be able to make those medical decisions and move forward. So if you are leaving your child in the care of a person that you trust, and I would assume that you are, you know, it enables them to be able to go forward with, let's say, they needed an emergency surgery. And so, again, you can create these temporary documents to where once you're back and everything's back to normal, and then they're no longer in that, you know, position. But it's good to just have that in place because, again, like, you want to plan to always be able to be in contact, but you never know. Things can happen, and your child may need this life-saving surgery, and they're not able to get into contact with you. And so that's just another great way that a power of attorney can serve you. And again, that having these documents in place aren't only beneficial when you've reached old age. They can be, you know, beneficial in all phases of life.
Yeah, you know, that's fantastic advice and something I actually never, ever thought about. When we would be, we weren't really ever out of the country, but just traveling across the country having the children with us when they were younger.
Right, absolutely. And again, out of the country is not the only case. I mean, again, it could be just a simple situation where you're just not able to get in contact with a person. And so to have that in place, like I said, either temporarily or under a specific circumstance, is always a good idea to have a backup plan, you know?
Fantastic. Well, let's take our next break, and we'll be back with more estate planning conversations right after this.
Taking part in Talk Back could not be any easier. Call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Did you know at Alexandria International Airport, you can go from roadway to runway in minutes? From cruising down I-49 to cheering at the Daytona 500. From Highway 1 in Marksville to the Vegas Strip. From the front gate in Fort Johnson to the Golden Gate Bridge. AEX, your destination to the world starts here. To book a flight or for more information, visit flyaex.org.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Sinlaw Broadcasting, we're very proud of our 10 local radio stations. One of those is Magic 100.9, where we play light favorites of the 80s, 90s, and more.
So go easy on me.
All of your light favorites with very little talk. Give us a try sometime. Magic 100.9.
It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. Hey, Sean Hannity here. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio. It is the backbone of the emergency alert system, and that keeps us safe in dangerous times, because when cell and internet services are down, AM radio might be your only lifeline. Now text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Text AM to 52886 today.
Standard message and data rates apply.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For easy ways to make home safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now let's get back to TalkBack on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
And we're back. More TalkBack on estate planning with Connor Branton from the Walker Law Firm. So, Connor, let's talk about just the process of creating a will or a trust. And I know your firm tends to move more towards, I think, the trust concept. What are the steps involved? So talk someone through kind of how they have to get prepared and what's all going to be involved in the process.
Okay, absolutely. So you're right. We at the Walker Law Group, we focus mainly, one of the main tools we use is a trust. And a lot of people, just real quickly, don't realize the benefits of having not only a will, but a trust in place. Specifically, you get to avoid the succession process. It protects your assets. And then, you know, whenever you are starting, like we talked about at the beginning of the segment, if you were in need of Medicaid, it enables you to be able to qualify easier and sooner if you have a trust in place. And so we do stress the importance of having a trust in place, but it's not necessary. You can come in. We offer wills. We talk specifically about the powers of attorney, the general power of attorney, and then the medical with the living will language, and then a trust. And so really what you want to think about before coming in is, what are your priorities? What are you focused on? Do you want to avoid the succession process? You need to look at your total of assets. What type of assets do you have? Is it real estate? Is it mainly just liquid assets? Do you have a lot of investments? So really just gathering that information, being prepared to talk about the types of assets you have, what your priorities are. And so we really encourage anyone who's even slightly interested in this process, protection of assets, avoidance of the succession process, or really just having that comfort in place, knowing that you have your powers of attorney in place and your living will language in place. Come in. We do a free consult, okay? So your first meeting with us is completely free. That's where we'll talk about your specific circumstances are, what your priorities are, what you're looking for out of your estate plan. We like to call this our vision step, okay? So we'll literally talk about what you envision for your estate plan. And then if you decide that, yes, yeah, this is something I want to move forward with, this is something I think is really important, which we'll stress that at any age and any stage of life, it is important to have this type of plan in place. We'll kind of give you an information packet. And like I said, this packet is, it's really more of a questionnaire, right? And so it's where we gather all of your personal information, all of your family's personal information. So any type of beneficiaries that, you know, the people that you want to leave your things to whenever you pass. And then the people that you select as your executor, so the person that you're going to, really the best person for the job, who will be the one to carry out your wishes once you've passed and make sure that everything is dispersed the way that you've laid out in your trust. And then, again, we ask about any type of real estate assets that you may have, you know, your bank accounts, all of the things that we would want to place into a trust. And again, a trust is there to protect your assets from creditors, to avoid the succession process. So a lot of people think, oh, I have a will in place, I'm good, right? You know, I've written out my wishes. But just because you have a will in place does not guarantee that what you've laid out in your will is how it's going to happen, because you still have to go through the public court process of a succession. And that puts, that really just opens the doors for anyone to come in and challenge your will, whether it be family members or creditors. A lot of people don't, that's when the creditors show up, right? At the end, whenever someone's passed and they're like, oh, so-and-so, you know, they owe me $10,000 for something that I constructed for them 20 years ago. And so we really encourage to have a trust in place so you can avoid this process altogether and not open the doors for anyone to come in and challenge your will. And so anyway, having a trust in place is a great idea. And so that's where all of that information gathering becomes important, right?
Are there tax advantages in a trust versus a will?
Absolutely.
Especially with the, I mean, that's, we all hear about death taxes.
Oh, yeah, the estate tax. And so, yes, if you're going through the succession process, your estate is definitely open to being estate taxed. And so with a trust, you get to avoid that. We set up what we call a grantor trust. Everything is set up. You don't get a new tax ID number. It goes through your social security number. And so, yes, you know, our general grantor trust, you get to avoid the estate tax, which is another huge benefit. And again, saves a lot of time and money for the people that you're leaving behind, your loved ones you're leaving behind.
So when I come in to go through this process, let's say I have a financial advisor who just has, you know, my 401k or maybe a rollover or a couple Roths, you know, may not even have a lot in there, but, you know, four or five accounts. Do you help work with that advisor to make sure all the beneficiary forms are right? Because I mean, I was like thinking, I don't even know when the last time I updated those were.
And
So is that something where you can be granted the ability to communicate directly with the advisor?
Right. So yes, so depending on the type of account it is. I mean, there are certain retirement accounts that, and this is getting kind of into the weeds a little bit, but certain type of accounts, we don't put the bulk of the account into the trust for the tax benefits. And this is something that, you know, your financial advisor may have brought to your attention, right? There are tax benefits to either moving it into the trust or leaving it outside of the trust. But often, if it's the type of account that we don't put into the trust, we do. Yes, we change the beneficiary on those accounts so that the income you would receive from them goes into the trust. It's a very simple process. And yes, you do not leave our office having any questions on how to properly fund your trust. We tell you exactly, you know, the type of paperwork you need to bring to the bank or the court, or yes, and we're happy to work with a financial advisor if that becomes necessary.
Fantastic. Well, Connor, Breland, thank you so much. Glad to have both of you in the studio with us today. And tomorrow I will be out, but you will have Nathan and Al here to take over. So everyone, have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYO, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored